The short films of director Jane Campion wowed him at the Cannes Film Festival 4 years ago. One of her movies, Peel, won the Palme d'Or for Best Short Film, so critics eagerly awaited her new feature movie, Sweetie. It's been screened at several festivals and opens this week in New York and next month in several other cities. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
When I saw Sweetie for the first time at last year's Cannes Film Festival, the movie was roundly booed, and no wonder. This film isn't always easy to take. It's the first feature of the 35-year-old New Zealand director Jane Campion, and though it starts out as a kind of surreal romantic comedy, it gets starker and more tragic as it goes along, without ever sacrificing its creepy sense of humor. This movie tickles you one minute and then slaps the grin off your face the next. In its way, it's as disturbing as David Lynch's film Blue Velvet. The setting is a blasted Australian suburbia, and the subject is love. Not the swoony ecstasy of romantic fiction, but love as a burden, as a monster, as a spooky supernatural current. For the movie's wan heroine, Kay, played rather awkwardly by Karen Colston, romance has always seemed sort of sinister. That's because it's organic, and organic processes give her the heebie-jeebies. Trees, for instance, bother her, because when she was growing up, her princessy little sister, Dawn, also known as Sweetie, was given a wonderful treehouse to play in. Now trees remind Kay of Sweetie, and anything that reminds her of Sweetie drives her around the bend. All of which is pretty hard to figure until we finally meet Sweetie herself. That is, when she breaks into Kay's runty little house and makes herself at home.
Who's he?
My producer. Bob, meet Kay. Kay, Bob.
You've stopped taking your medication, haven't you?
Yeah, well, Bob and I are really going to walk through some doors, Kay. We're really getting it together.
Tell him to take off Louis's jacket. You can't stay, you know that.
Oh, yeah, well, if it wasn't so late, we'd go, you know, but I just wanted to see you and say hi there.
As played by the remarkable Genevieve Lemon, Sweetie is fat, noisy, and dangerously mercurial. She's appetite personified, hungry for love, for food, for attention, for everything. And at first, the movie seems to be turning into an eerie, Pinteresque power struggle. But Jane Campion's vision is broader than that. Young Sweetie turns out to be not just annoying, but schizophrenic, even terrifying. And Campion's movie soon becomes a lacerating examination of the way family ties chafe and squeeze, of the pain of having to love someone incapable of inspiring love. Kay, we soon realize, can't love or even let herself feel, because loving and feeling to her bring the image of Sweetie bubbling to the surface. And Sweetie is her life's one great, unappeasable horror. The actors are all newcomers, and some of them probably don't have much of a career ahead of them. But their stiffness is oddly right for Campion's skewed style. Her color compositions have a weird, bleak beauty all their own, with characters bobbing oddly in the corner of the frame, as though they'd been shoved into our sightline by accident. Campion's style owes more perhaps to photography than to the realm of film. It reminds you of the work of Gary Winogrand and Diane Arbus. It turns banality into a freak show, and freakishness into the stuff of everyday life. But there's also an astringent compassion in this film. And if you can get past the weirdness and remoteness of the characters, you may find yourself at times almost inexplicably moved. Campion and her co-writer, Gerard Lee, have created a sublimely unsettling work. One of the most arresting and original films I've seen in years.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. The film is Sweetie.